those spots. Feel free, if anything goes wrong or anything, if you need anything, go to our staff. They're brave, clean, loyal, reverent, thrifty, wise, and somewhat broke because they all went to college. So they have a serious amount of debt and we can help them out. We have a lot of great shows coming up here at the Bull Run. We're not going to tell you about all of them because there's so many of them. But I am going to recommend you go to our website at www.bullrunrestaurant.com. You can see everything that we've got coming up, and you can also ask for packs. The reason I say that is people used to fun with us. They say, when are you going to get the Rolling Stones? And then George Tachi, the owner, booked Mick Taylor of the Rolling Stones. If you want to be on our mailing list, have a chance to get tickets before anybody else, it doesn't cost anything. And if you wanted to see Dave Davies' first show in the United States after his stroke, or you wanted to see Dr. John come to Shirley, or you wanted to see Taj Mahal in Shirley, or Blue Oyster Cult in Shirley, then you would have had to be on the mailing list. Because we sell tickets to the people on the mailing list before we sell them to anybody else. So sign up. Next weekend, we will continue with our string of almonds with Almond Pitchell. King Charles Review. That's right, David Almond in this band. We had Devin Almond last week. Butch Trucks this week. Who knows what's going to happen next? Let's see. Almond Pitchell, King Charles Bay will be here on Friday night. Glenn Hughes, formerly of Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, and a billion other bands, great singer and bass player, will be here on Saturday night with special guest Joanne Shaw Taylor. Oh, that's a great show. Probably sold out. Tab Benoit will be here on the 18th. Hot Club of Cowtown, I didn't even say that fast, will be here on the 19th. On the 26th is the Adagio Big Band 100th Birthday Tribute to Old Blue Eyes. Trying to say that fast. And then on Saturday night, the 27th, oh, I'm so looking forward to the show. Ricky Lee Jones returns to the Bull Run. Always a lot of fun for the crew. Coco Montoya will be here September 8th. N-Train will be here September 9th. Chris Smithers, September 10th. Cheryl Wheeler, September 16th. Ruthie Foster, good first time here. That's going to be a great show on the 22nd. Lenny Clark, hide your wives, hide your children, hide your animals. Lenny Clark will be here on the 29th. Oh, this is a great show. Really, if you're a fan of guitar, the blues, or anything. Sonny Landreth and Cindy Cashdollar together in one show. That's going to be a great night. If you grew up listening to music in the United States, you know who these guys are. Jim Queskin and Jeff Muldaur will be here on the 7th. Leon Russell on the 8th. Matt Schofield on the 16th. Town Meeting, who's been out touring with Bob Dylan. The local band will be here on the 16th. J.D. Souther. Boy, George gets some good stuff. J.D. Souther will be here on the 21st. Be Still My Beating Heart. How many guitar fans in the house? Any fans of guitar? Okay. Go get your tickets right after I say this. Eric Johnson is coming to Shirley. That's right. Eric Johnson is going to be in the Bull Run October 23rd. Reckless Kelly will be here on the 26th. Royal Seven Brotherhood with its new lineup featuring, well, we'll see who's going to be there. We'll be here on the 29th. The Outlaws on the 9th of November. Stompers will be here on the 26th for their holiday celebration. A lot more shows being added. Everybody, get ready, because the Freight Train Band is coming. Ladies and gentlemen, Butch Trucks and Freight Train.
Get that! Thank you. No! are you? Oh, how y'all doing tonight? I know we're a long way from y'all land, but actually I have a place in South France, and before I leave there, they're going to be saying y'all. I promise. Now we are the freight train. More specifically, over here on the keyboard, Mr. Bruce, the master, Cat. On the bass, I started with his daddy in March of 1969, and now I'm playing with him as Barry Oakley Jr. And up here on the guitar and fly guitar, and he used to sing, but he don't do that no more. But he makes up for it. Mr. Ben Spiracco. And now, Heather, I'm sorry. I promised you that I would lose that nickname, and you blew it. She made it all the way through the show last night, and about four bars before the end of the encore, she popped the eighth string in the last eighth string in the last nine shows. Yeah, that's it. So she is the shredder. Miss Heather Gillis. Well, if you made it through tonight, I won't do it again, okay? I promise. And down here on the far end is my son. My oldest son. You know him as the cute little kid on the cover of Brothers and Sisters, and now he's gonna lose. I'm sorry, Gillis. I promise I wouldn't do that anymore, and I lied. That is my son in whom I am well pleased, Mr. Vayner Truck. And back here on the blue maps, the rookie, the new guy, Mr. Garrett Dawson. And as you can tell from my hat, my name is Rushy. See, it says FTB, that means Freight Train Band. And that says Rushy, and you need to figure out what that means. How do you know it's a drummer knocking at the door? It speeds up. Now, to add insult to injury, I'm going to sing a song. Which one critic called Hollering. But since it's a Bob Dylan song, I don't give a shit.
Thank you.
Billy. And all the rest of them. And now, on a more serious note, y'all probably already know. If you don't, I'm about to tell you that Greg has canceled all his shows through October 16th. And I know Greg, hell, I've known Greg longer than anybody in my life, except my daddy, who's 96. Everybody else is dead. But I played with Greg and Dwayne back in 1967, 2 years before the Allman Brothers. And we didn't always see eye to eye, you know, like the times he'd say, well, why do we have to have two guitar solos in every goddamn song? And my response is, because we're the Allman Brothers band. But anyway, if you believe in a deity, say a prayer for Blake, and I'm hoping the best for him. And that was his song, as you probably know. He wrote it, and he wrote many, 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 many other great songs. And I'm just hoping that he gets better, because I would like to play with him again, at least one more time. Thank you, and yeah, take care, bro. You go.
Question two, three.
I was a math major. 1, 2, 3. Who was the first person to play electric slide on that one? Huh? No, wait a minute, I skipped something. Who was the first person to electrify that song, and that's the right answer. If you didn't hear it, Taj Mahal. Now, the fourth question, who was the first person to play slide on it, electric, and it was not Dwayne Allman? Yeah, 100%. And now this leads into my story. I was hanging out in L.A. with an old squeeze of mine with these gorgeous blue eyes by the name of Lisa, who I really liked until she started by getting married, and then I was, but anyway. She was good friends with Jesse Ed Davis, introduced me, and Jesse and I became very, very good buds. I used to hang with him a lot, and one night he came by Lisa's house. We're sitting there talking. And I said, let's go jam. Let's just go out and jam. He said, well, we're going to have to go by the studio and pick up my guitar. So we went by A&R Studios out in L.A. where he was in the process of making a record for John Lennon produced by Phil Spector. So I walked in the studio and Allman Brothers Band. We all poured a vodka and Allman Brothers Band to the south. And then they went back, they forgot about me, and started playing the most god-awful version of Be My Baby. Y'all remember that by the Ronettes? Well, after about the 20th time, I kind of eased down to the front of the control room and just sat there waiting for Jesse to leave. And Spector went berserk. He started screaming at the room. And I finally realized he was screaming at me. So I started leaving. I looked him right in the eye and said, listen, you little shit. Take that piece of crap and ram it up your ass. I'm going back to making Georgia Insanity. And Lynn was going, sorry, bro, man. So, I mean, he and I really, he was a nice guy. He was a great guy. And I made the mistake of trying to kick the door open, and it was a pull door. So I went to rip the damn door open. Anybody try to go out a recording studio door? You try to rip it open, the door don't open, your arm falls off. And I got outside and Jesse was out there scared, you know. I said, I'm going to go back in there and kick that little, I'm going to kick his ass. He said, no, you're not. I said, you told me this tall, what are you kidding? He said, yeah, but did you see the guy in the corner? He's about 44 degree back belt with 55 guns on him and 185 knives, and he will kill you. So we walked down the hall, drifted into the studio where Joni Mitchell was mixing an album with Tom Scott, and the night turned into wonderful, wonderful night. And we never did jam. But that's my story. I'm sticking to it. And now we go from the past to the future. We're going to play a brand new song written by Bruce Katz. And I found out recently another guy too, but anyway, we'll call it Bruce's song. It's called Out from the Center. Thank you.
Thank you.
And she sings this song with us on occasion. And we had a really fun night one night where Baylor's little sister, who has two children, a 14-year-old boy who played cello, and how old is Elizabeth, 12?
She'll be 12 in October.
She'll be 12 in October.
She'll be 13 in October.
13? Oh, my God. The aliens are coming to take a brain. Oh, no. I don't know what I'm going to do. But she plays violin, and we did that, Jessica, with three guitars, a cello, and a violin, and it was smoking. Now, tonight, we're lucky enough to have Barry Oakley's wife, Diana, here to sing a song with us. So that's what we're going to do.
Thank you.
Number Diane Oakley. Thank you, Don.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Drew Scott. Paul Koo. Ben Perotto. Heather Gillis. Heather. Leonard Trump. Jared Dawson. We are the Freight Train, and we will see you later. It was a great, great, great lunch. And very well educated. Thank you very much. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, they sound like they're a TV show. Show them your love. Put shut the Freight Train.
Thank you.
quote a very smart man, life without music would be a mistake. Anybody know who said that? There you go, Friedrich Nietzsche. Don't make no more mistakes. Good night, y'all.
What's trucks, everybody?
Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible Bush Trucks and Freight Gang, who come tonight. Make sure you get over to the merchandise booth because that RV is really expensive to drive around the country. If you want to support the kind of music you love, make sure you get some merchandise from the band. Thank you so much for coming down, and we'll see you next week for some more olives and some pickles and some...